Hey guys, it's Doug Fireball, and I want to welcome you to Leaders Luncheon, another Leaders Luncheon. And guys, I've said it before, if you're in Europe, it could be Leaders Dinner for you, as well as we run this again for the Asian countries, the Asian realm, Pacific realm, Australia, Brazil. And we just welcome you today, and thank you for letting us not only share some time with you, but more importantly, spend some great content time with you as well. Today, you know, I don't want to talk a lot about what's in the emails and everything else. What I want to do is I want to jump right in because I've got somebody that I'm really excited about interviewing. As a matter of fact, I've seen him for the last several years all over social media. His name is Josh Peek. Now you're thinking, Josh Peek, where have I heard this before? Josh Peek. Probably you've seen him or heard of him from some format of either ad or story or something that he did. Because, guys, he's only like 31 or 32 years old and has been in the profession for close to 10 years. And this guy has got such a grasp, not only on lead generation and what it means for your business, but also something we're going to talk about today, mobile lead generation. It will blow your mind. And with that, I'm going to introduce Josh to the wonderful world of Home Business Radio Network. Josh, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good, Doug. I appreciate you having me on this call.
Hey, it's an honor to have you on. You've got, as a matter of fact, a radio show, a network yourself, as far as a podcast, I believe, that you interview a lot of people. And what I want to do is I want to ask you this question. Where did it all begin? You've had unbelievable success at a very young age.
Yeah.
And where did it all begin? Kind of tell them your story, because it is it's an awesome story.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, it started early. I mean, I was kind of born into the home business industry. A good friend of my grandfather's had helped seed and start a home business company, and then I got started when I was 17 years old with a company that was selling nutritionals, and then I wrestled in college, and even though I had a full ride, I still had expenses to pay, so that was a good way for me to learn how to take care of myself and also lead others as well, and built a really good organization there, and then there was the ephedra ban that hit, and we had some issues, and so it was my first up and then down ride, I guess you'd say. I worked in an ad agency for about a year. That's what I majored in was advertising, marketing, and promotions, and just loved the conceptual ideas being developed from start to finish, and couldn't stand it. I had to get back into the industry, and a guy named Cowboy Bill Watts, who was a very, very successful wrestling promoter, sold his company to Ted Turner.
Wow.
And so Bill took me under his wings, and I had a guy that told me that if you go with Bill Watts, he goes, ride his coattails long enough, and eventually you're going to make a lot of money and be a millionaire. And this guy was really he was a mentor, still a mentor today. He's 70-some years old, and then, you know, jump-started a few years before we did really good with the company, and, you know, some things happen, and I was looking at another opportunity after me and the owner kind of got sideways a little bit, and that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Not good or bad, it's just kind of things that happen in business. And
yep.
So I start with another company, and that's when I started realizing that I had to start generating my own leads, and got into lead generation, and companies started calling, and I started to realize what an asset that is to be in a lead surplus position, and the phones start ringing. And from that point on, had a very, very, a very good ride with the company that I helped, basically I helped start and get it off the ground. And there were some things that weren't in place there. And you know, the company had a huge, huge success. I think we put the most amount of people in 1 month as a startup. It was incredible. And from that point on, I've had my own online and mobile media agency, and here we are 3 years later from that, and it's just been a really good ride. We've got a lot of companies nationwide, and but I'm still helping some folks in the home business arena as well, and so that's where I'm at today. It's been a good ride. I've been an entrepreneur basically all my life.
Josh, I had no idea that you were a champion wrestler. I'm like, whoa, you had a full ride to school on your wrestling, Now, it makes me want to ask a question here before we get into the other part. What is the one skill set you developed in wrestling? Think about this. What is the one skill set that you developed in wrestling? And it doesn't matter whether it's wrestling or basketball, football, whatever. But what did you develop in wrestling at a young age that helped you navigate such a successful life so quickly?
I get the chills. I literally have chills. When you brought that up, it takes me back to all those years and cutting weight and never giving up. And I think the one thing, and this has kind of been my life story. I had a tendency, depending on if I was wrestling a really good person or not, I had a tendency sometimes to start slow in a match, and I had to come back in the third period and find a way to win and pull it off. And the crowd loved it, obviously, mm-hmm. because it made for an exciting time. But you can't do that too many times in your life. I mean, eventually you're going to get you'll lose. But I kind of had always a slower start, maybe, and then finish really strong. And so I never, even when the cards are down and everything's stacked against you, I just never really got to a point where I panicked. I just got, you know, I found a way to win, and I'm always comfortable in a situation that maybe some people are not. And I just, you know, it just teaches you to, basically in wrestling, it teaches you to, you have to be self-sufficient, you know, and you can't really rely on anybody else. And so I transitioned that into business, you know. There are no free lunches. And you got to find a way to win, and I think that's really what wrestling instilled into me, and I kind of brought that into my business life as well, and just had a strong tenacity coming out of wrestling into business. Most people weren't used to that type of tenacity, but that's what it was for me.
There's a lot of people listening that probably, maybe to be perfectly blunt, are struggling in their business. And it's normal. There's a growth curve. There's a learning curve and everything else. But is there a little advice that you'd give them of what you found worked for you as far as not giving up? Was there a particular thing you did, or was it just something inside of you?
Well, I just had an uncanny knack. I found ways to – I can't say it was me. I mean, I guess, you know, God had a plan for me. I mean,
absolutely.
He put me in people's path. I mean, you know, Bill Watts was my first mentor, and then, you know – I attracted people like Joe Schroeder, and that was really good. And him and me and Mike Dillard were around the same time that Joe Schroeder was teaching the funnel, and really starting from those. I've always been able to. I was never afraid to pick up the phone and ask people for advice and find out what's working for them. I just always wanted to be, you know, I was never afraid to get, you know, pick up the phone and say, how can we make some money together? It's got to be a win-win. We got to figure out how to collaborate together. I know what I bring to the table. I know what you bring to the table, and it just always worked out for me. People love that type of energy, and I just think you gotta be not afraid to pick up the phone and to network with people that obviously you want to do business with. I think you have to, like when you marry. I definitely married up. I think you have to mentor up. I think you gotta go find mentors who are just tons. It's just they're better than you and where they're at right now. That was really what I did, you know.
That's good, Josh. Mentor up, because I had a mentor that to date has done almost $10 billion with a B in this profession. And anytime you find somebody like Bill or like Ben that I was able, blessed to find, it's just always this, adds such a dynamic to your life that often is missing. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, they just can bring so much more foresight. You know, one thing Bill always did, it hurt at times. He was almost, I mean, he had been a wrestler and a wrestling coach and had his own, you know, program. And so he challenged me. I mean, it was just, I didn't have any room to wiggle. He made me win, you know, and it hurt. There was no excuses. He looked at his report every day and said, look, you're either positive growth or negative growth. You can't lie to me. I see the report. I mean, here's the numbers. You know, you've got to go figure out a way to put more people in your business and to grow your business. And so it forced me into internet marketing, really. I mean, it forced me to go generate my own leads. I couldn't lie. My wife knew. He knew. I had to find a way to win. And, you know, basically my whole life there's been a spotlight on it. So I guess, the pressure is healthy. You know, most people think stress and pressure, it's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you look at it. And now I've really had some good mentors that just pushed me and helped me grind through things. And you know what? Today, every day, I mean, it's never over. I have tough days. Everybody does. And You just have to grind through it. And, you know, I don't think I've ever had a bad day, just maybe a bad couple hours. That's the way I look at my days, you know.
That's awesome.
Never over, you know, and you can. I just want to win at the end of the day. I want to pull out a victory, and I'm not going to sleep until I do, you know. You just have to have that mentality.
I had a blind guy in Colorado Springs one time. I lived out there for a season back in the early 90s. And I was walking down the mall in Colorado Springs, and he'd been blind from birth. And he had a kiosk. And, you know, sometimes you can be talking to yourself and just kind of whining. Of course, we've never done that before. But anyway, I was whining. And he says, young man, he says, may I make an observation? I said, sure. He says, come over here. So I walked over to this blind guy, and nice guy, and he says, I have more vision than you. And I can't see. And I looked at him and said, what? He says, I have more vision than you because you don't understand the great rule of life. I said, what's the great rule of life? He says, there's only two types of days, good and great. Even the good aren't bad. And I've always adhered to that great rule of life. It's such a profound statement in my mind.
That's a good one.
Speaking of profound statements, you made something else called Lead Poverty. And I'm like, wow, that's an awesome dynamic as far as... Explain, how does Lead Poverty work and what does it do to your business?
Well, I think Lead Poverty puts you in a horrible... it's tough. I mean, it puts you in a bad frame of... It makes you, I don't even know how to say it, what it does, basically, it makes life a lot tougher. I mean, your percentages have got to be higher then. I mean, if you only have 5-10 leads coming in a day or a week, your closing abilities better get pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And you better be a great communicator. And, you know, I become a great communicator probably because I was in lead poverty. Because, you know, I had to have more victories than most because I didn't have as many leads coming through the door. I was, you know, in my early 20s when I was really started working it hard and heavy in this business, I didn't have the influence that a Cowboy Bill Watts or Doug Fireball or some of these guys have. I didn't have it. And I always wonder why he can talk to anybody going down the road and they want it. It's like they almost jump in his business. I don't have that. So I've got to develop that story. And so then I started generating leads and developing my story and used my mentor story as part of my story. I borrowed theirs, so mm-hmm. to speak, and then my story developed and got into a position of lead surplus where I started learning different marketing techniques that brought in leads all the time. And from that point, you know, I could start feeding my, you know, my people, my leaders, who were in lead poverty as well, and I started training them. But I fed them guys and kept them fed in terms of the leads, and they started learning the techniques, and then it duplicated all the way down. And I wouldn't say there's no perfect duplication. I mean, I think in some ways it's a myth. I mean, we're in a personality-based business, you know. But what puts in a whole complete different, this, I think your swagger, you know, your posture,
mm-hmm.
you've got a lot of leads coming in. You're not really worried, so to speak, if this person's not going to make or break my day, you know, puts you in a complete different mindset.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yep.
If you got five leads and you're pursuing all five and today three of them told you no, would you be getting a little nervous?
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially if it's a network marketing business where your commissions, they're a little bit lower than a medium or big size ticket, or say you have an agency and there's a bigger play on it
mm-hmm.
in terms of money. Of course, I'm going to be nervous, you know, because I'm going to think tomorrow, how do I get five more leads?
But if you got 50 in the pipeline and three tell you no, do you really care?
No, not at all, you know, and especially today, you know, knowing where my skill set is now, I don't know. I know I'm going to win, you know, and I know. A lot of it's my faith. I just know that I'm going to attract the right people and the right people that's going to come into my life in terms of business or even personally. And so, I don't get nervous. I mean, in terms of, I know what my day to day is. I map it out the night before and
mm-hmm.
I know what I got to do to win, you know, and, so with today's skill sets, no, but do I have a long way to go? I'm never there. You know, I'll always have to learn and grow and get better. It comes back from wrestling. My old preparation thinking was, what is my opponent doing that I'm not doing right now? You know, And that stayed with me. And so I've, you know, today I'm like, what are the big boys doing that I'm not doing? You know, what is Gary Vaynerchuk or Tim Ferriss doing?
Mm-hmm.
Not doing. Because they're doing something, you know, and what is that? So you always have to be growing your skill set base. I mean, always.
Well, it's critical that not only you do that, but, you know, I'm sensing a question here that I just know that some of the listeners probably are thinking, oh, man, if I could only ask, just please. I'm going to ask it for them. I just sense there's this question. In your mind, how many leads a day would you say that a person would need on a daily basis to not be in lead poverty? Just your general generic answer that you have found to be true.
You know, because a half day for me, I can work a half day probably on 20 to 25 leads.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm different than most. There's a lot of people who don't like this technique, but I really subscribe to the 4-hour work week. I don't work 4 hours. I work a lot more than that. His whole concept was not to be a multimillionaire on 4 hours, but it's to automate and systemize things and make life easier. So mm-hmm. for me, I have certain things that when I generate a lead, I have other techniques that those leads are going to be pre-qualified before they're ever introduced to me.
Right.
So that changes the numbers a little bit. If I didn't have it was just me, then, you know, I'm starting all over, I would need 20 to 25 leads a day. You know, that would make me feel good.
And these leads, do you develop them through your funnel? Do you develop them through lead companies? What do you do personally?
Yeah, I would do it myself. You know, I want them to be, I am the consummate person in positioning myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't feel comfortable. I would feel comfortable. It doesn't bother me. When I call, I can call up anybody at this point and position myself in such a way that I'm going to get them one where they're going to come with me and we're going to do business. And if they don't, then there's something, you know, that I feel like they're just not ready for, you know, or something. But I need 20 to 25 good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Preferably, I'd like to generate them on my own, whether that be through voice marketing, whether it be through mobile advertising, Facebook marketing, mm-hmm. which would be Facebook pay-per-click, and normally it would go into a squeeze page, but it would mm-hmm. definitely brand me. It would definitely lead with like an 8-page fast start manual. People want that. If you're going to start a business, how do I start a business? And then if you can map it out for them, you know, you're the authority at that point, you know?
Well, we've got some show hosts, as a matter of fact, on HBRN. Tracy Montefort has a Dialing for Dollars type of training on her website, which she does a lot of just cold calling, if you will. Not only leads that she produces, but also, you know, leads that are generated by other means, as well as Todd Falcone. And what you're saying here is that leads are leads are leads, but regardless of where they come from, you feel that around 20 to 25 a day is where a person needs to be.
Yeah, well, for me personally, that's mm-hmm. where I would want to be. You know, I'd want to be, you know, it depends on how much time you're going to put into it, but even if I was working a full-time job,
mm-hmm.
I would still want to call 20 to 25 leads a day. I'd find a way, I mean, to get that done. You know, and I'd have a really good system that educates them where I don't have to educate them, but I'm posturing and positioning, and I'm always looking for that person who, you know, who's ready to make X amount or who wants to be at a certain place, and I can take them there, but they've got to fit a certain criteria, you know, and that's just me. It's not for everybody, you know. Some people just want anybody, and you can't play God and say, well, this person's not meant to be in my business. But I do profile a little bit, and that what I'm looking for in a person to work with me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so 20 to 25 is a good number for me. It's actually a real good number.
But also, you end up talking to only people that are truly are prospects versus, as they say in sales, suspects. And you talk with people that really truly want to talk to you.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, by the time they get to me, they think, I mean, they're like, okay, I definitely want to work with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
By the time they get to me, so then it comes, you know, okay, let me start asking you some questions. Let me figure out, do you really fit what I'm looking for? I'm building a championship team. You know, when I'm building a business, even in my ad agency that I've got, not every company that I'm going with fits, I mean, very few really fit that profile because they're, you know, we're in a bad economy. They're in lead poverty. They're in cash flow poverty.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to work with that at times. You know, you got to work with people that are willing to do whatever it takes to make it happen, and not everybody's there. They're, you know, they're they're worried. And it's hard to work with fearful people that are filled with fear. It's hard to work with it, you know. For me, I mean, I just, you know, like I said, I don't, pressure, to me, it's not a bad thing. You know, to me, it builds diamonds, you know. And it took me a while to get that, but, you know, when you're in front of a crowd of about 6,000-7,000 people and it's just you and one other guy wrestling, that pressure, you learn it early in your life, and you just start to deal with it.
That is so great. And one of the things you've always been, as I've talked more and more to Josh, is you have been on the cutting edge of things. And right now, you're on a very, very cutting edge of mobile lead generation. And I believe that mobile recruiting, we've had some companies blow up like Visalis and a few others just because they've gone mobile.
Yeah.
How important do you feel that a person needs to know, understand, and even practice mobile lead generation today, Josh?
I think it's very important. I think it's the future. I'm leading in my agency. When I talk to clients, I'm leading with mobile. You got to go where the eyeballs are. That's the old adage. You go down to Times Square right now, and there's companies spending millions of dollars for that roast to be on the billboards, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see one person walking and looking at those billboards. They're all face down looking at their iPad, their iPhone, their Droid, their BlackBerry. That's where the ads are. And that's where your ads have got to be. You know, you got to go where, and it's in-app advertising. So if you're on an app, which most people use Pandora, they use TechCrunch or Mashable, those ads are being displayed. And so, you know, you just take a look at, I was talking to a guy today who's a big app developer in the Silicon Valley. And, you know, you take a look at Instagram, and it didn't hardly have, I don't even know if it had revenue. And Google sees it as, or Facebook sees it as competition, pays $1 billion for it. Just kind of a round figure, you know. And so you look at it and you're going, okay, I mean, you can go to angel.co, you can go to AngelList, any of these startup type company websites that is almost a social network. You can learn a lot from it. I do. I go there and that's where I study and I learn. What are people investing in? Where are these venture capitalists putting their money? And it's all mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, that I better be there. You know, I mean, that's where it's all going. It sounds cutting edge to network marketing, but for the rest of, well, I would just say in Silicon Valley, you get Austin, Texas, and you know about Austin, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a parallel between the two. There's a lot of tech. There's a 24-year-old kid down there I know in Austin, quit at UT Austin, had 1 year left. Got $16 million in funding, put 75 programmers in a kind of a warehouse, and they just started building an app development company. And, you know, here they're at 300 employees. And, you know, it is where the future is. I think your ads have got to be in front of people's iPads and iPhones. You know, if you're going to use text marketing, which is completely different than mobile advertising, that's the new AWeber of today. Mm-hmm. You know, you're building a list and email. Now you're going to be driving traffic and building a text list because, you know, 90-some percent of people open it within the first hour, whereas only 21% of people open an email, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are building apps, and that's a tricky thing because when you're building an app, what is it supposed to be? What do you want it to do, you know? I think we're missing, I think, you know, home business industry, I think there needs to be an app developed that teaches people how to be successful in the industry. I think it'd be a good app for what you're doing. I mean, I think it'd be perfect, you know. And it leads into other things, you know. So there's an app for everything, you know.
Amen. And there's a lot of great content. You mentioned Mashable. That's one of my favorite websites. There's a lot of great content about mobile and mobile recruiting. And we even did a webinar called MobileRecruitingU.com. In your mind, what do you feel is more important for a person? Let's say, okay, I want to do mobile lead generation.
Yeah.
In your mind, and we've got to start wrapping this up because we're getting close to the end here, what should a person do, or can you lead them somewhere, or do you do something that you can help them start building their own mobile lead generation system?
Okay, so there's two ways. Number one, I have a virtual assistant. I have an assistant that works for me 40 hours a week. And so if I need a mobile squeeze page, say Doug Fireball has a squeeze page and it says, you know, are you interested in a home business and getting involved in the home business industry? Opt in right now for an 8-page fast start manual. But there's a banner, you know, usually within the ads that you click on, it takes them to the mobile squeeze page. And you can tie AWeber into that mobile squeeze page. And you know, people are like, well, I don't know how to create a mobile squeeze page. It's just like online, but if you need help, there's always, what, Odesk and Rent-A-Coder, Fiverr. There's a company called Fiverr. But we're talking, like, small dollars to build a mobile squeeze page. And you can go to, there's all kinds of ad networks out there. You know, Google bought AdMob for 700 and some million, and there's Millennial Mobile. There's all kinds of places you can go to run your ads.
Mm-hmm.
And they opt in. That's one way of doing it. You can go and create a banner, and which, you know, go to Fiverr or one of these small companies. They create them for you in no time. And this is not commission. I don't get commission. This is just one of these places you go,
mm-hmm.
you outsource it, it gets done, put it on a mobile platform, and you could also have it to where, listen to this, I helped the company do this in a traditional sense. You know, it was a diabetic company. It says, diabetic strip test, call now. So you don't have enough money to build a squeeze page. So they click on the banner, and it'll dial directly to your phone or voicemail. So it's a new way of driving people, which we've always called voice leads, which are even more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But you click on that banner, or worth more is what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that banner. Call a home business industry legend, Doug Fireball, for a free consultation. Boom, they click it. Calls directly to Doug Fireball's voicemail. He's getting leads that are coming in constantly. And we're talking 7 to 10 cents a click. So there's a lot of traffic there. You do the numbers. If your spend is $25 a day, 10 cents a click, what's that, 250 phone calls? And just say 50 of them, 50% of them are not good.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still at 125. That's a lot of leads. Say it's even just 75 leads a day. There you go. And let me just be, I want to be clear here. I've seen people on these boards out there, these forums, that say mobile advertising is spam. It's not spam. Because when you go in and you download an app in iTunes, you filled out an agreement with iTunes anyways, and you've agreed for those ads to pop up. When you started out, Doug, there was direct mail, there was fax on demand, there's everything like that. So you take that message and now you moved it from pay-per-click on to Facebook PPC. Now you're moving it to mobile. Same message, it just moves to a different medium. I mean, you're one of the very few people that come from the early, you know, really days in network marketing, but still are on the cutting edge of really where we're at. You understand it's the same message, just moving it to a new medium. That's all you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that kind of comment. If there's a way that people want to get in touch with you, Mr. Peek, how can they get in touch with Josh Peek?
You can just go to my website at joshpeek.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter.
You've been listening to the Leaders Luncheon. We've been interviewing just an amazing guy. His name's Josh Peek, and he's had massive success at a very young age. And this is the Home Business Radio Network, Positive Power Radio.